This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips is going to be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech, decking and railing. Now here are your hosts, Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. It's the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech, decking and railing. And we have... Some audio from the head coach. This is his post-game. It wasn't very long, but this is post-game comments from Thomas Brown.
Game recap, obviously, turn the ball over twice during the game. Don't give yourself much of a shot. I think we had 10 total penalties. So, obviously, that kind of puts you behind the eight ball. But I do appreciate the way the guys continue to battle and keep fighting, but it's not good enough. But, you know, coach it better, demand a better result, and back to work tomorrow. Questions?
With Braxton, he didn't have to go to hospital.
I'm not sure. I haven't been told yet.
You guys have been down multiple scores pretty quick the last couple of games.
Yeah.
What sort of evaluation can you get of your offense and of your quarterback in those situations where you're chasing points?
Yeah, I mean, you can evaluate everything. I think the way guys respond, how they handle adversity. I think also kind of being in the moment, not having the penalties. How we sustain some drives and put those things together. So I think everything's always under evaluation. I obviously want to be able to have a better start and, you know, kind of get in the flow of the game. But, again, shoot yourselves in the foot makes it difficult.
Especially late in the game. Is there stuff you see there that will apply in the future when Caleb is playing with a leap or playing in a tie game late? Or is it just kind of a different game if you're down 17 and everybody knows you're thrown, you know?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't think much about the future. I'm trying to win the game right now. And so my mind is focused on the current moment. And then once that's over with, what's next? So I don't think much about it.
It was a fourth down, I want to say the second half. It was fourth and seven. You elected to kick instead of going for what went into that decision, especially since obviously you went for a fourth down later in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so those fourth downs, I think fourth and two, three, four is a little bit different than fourth and seven, or plus and seven. So thought process is really simple. Get points, stay in the game. Trust the defense to get a stop and go back and score again.
Is there a situation where obviously the season, postseason, is not in contention for you all? You all really have nothing to lose. Is that mindset of we're just going to go for it if we're in that situation again?
Not at all. I think it's about understanding the flow of the game, making smart decisions, and just going forward. Just to say you're going to go forward to me is bad coaching. So, no, I don't think that at all.
Thomas, when Caleb got sacked later in the fourth quarter, was that out of Cairo's kick range, which is why you guys took the delay?
Correct. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the penalties. Fourth and one, you're getting offsides, and then you got Jalen with the penalty for batting the ball there. What's the root of that? Do they have... Is it discipline? Is it focus?
Well, I think both of those penalties are a little bit different. Obviously, I'm limited as much how much I can communicate about them. So, Jalen Smith is a little bit different than the jumping off size on fourth down. But I think it just boils down to being locked in, being detailed, and I don't think the only thing is be coached.
What was your impression of the offensive line with so many players out, moving pieces? How do you think they performed today?
Yeah, I think it was solid overall for the most part. Still got to be better. We got to try to find better ways to get them in the flow of a game and kind of alleviate some pressure off of them. But obviously being down multiple scores kind of just dictates the flow of the game at times and trying to get back in it.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thomas Brown, did you learn anything there?
He's in a tough spot, right? He's in a tough spot being a head coach, and I don't agree with him. Obviously, on the 4th and 7, you go for a touchdown there, Pat, especially when you're a young quarterback and everybody wants to go. You're down, I think at that point, they were down 20 points,
20.
I think they were down.
Yeah, it was 20.
So it's like, I don't know how much the field goal does for you, making decisions. I guess Kairos, Pat, you know better than me, I guess 54. I think that's where they were. It would have been a 54-yard field goal. I guess that's out of his range. So just a lot going on. And I'm sure Thomas Brown is learning as he goes here. It's not the job he was hired for. I don't agree with everything he said there, but I can't find it in myself to lay into him, Pat, to be honest with you.
No, you can't. And I was laughing there when we came out because he just walks away from the podium. He goes, awesome. You know what I mean? Okay. Just that. What am I supposed to do here? And it was just it was probably a slip of the tongue to say that out loud, but you could just hear it like, this sucks. Like, awesome. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you say that. And then he broke down, he said 10 penalties and 2 turnovers. Man, that's just bad football. That's a bad football team. Yeah. That's what it is. And you said it perfect. He's in a bad spot. He's in a really bad spot. I think you got a fractured locker room. It's uninspired. I started the post game with that. I think he's trying his best. Is he overwhelmed? I don't think he's overwhelmed. That's one thing I can say that I've seen, that he's handled this well. He's got the aura, but he handles the press conference well. He seems like he's got the team like kind of on his back and following him. Mm-hmm. But it's a really, really, really tough situation, man. It's really tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to tell you, I think he's in a really difficult position, and I don't know. As we said, when they fired Eberflus, right or wrong, and I'm not going to question it, but that was the best coach on their staff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was the best guy at what he was doing. Now, he wasn't the best head coach. I mean, he was the best defense coordinator they had, and he did a good job with that. And they did stay in the game a little bit early by forcing a couple of field goals. But that team is a very explosive team in terms of scoring points, and there was very little. You knew the Bears weren't going to be able to score 34 points in that game. Mm-hmm. So it felt like it was going to be a really bad afternoon. It also sounded like there were tons of Lions fans there. It didn't sound like
I didn't hear boos, did you?
No.
I don't know if we heard boos. I think there were so many
Lions
fans, you couldn't hear the boos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought for sure we were going to hear boos, you know, when some of the bad plays and the game started turning, or after the first 3 and out when the game was over. But, yeah, it just means that the Bears fans are selling those tickets on StubHub or Ticketmaster or whoever to get the Lions fans in there.
Yeah, and I think they were saying on Twitter that they were chanting Jared Goff at the end of the game. Like, gosh, man, I just would like, you know, it's just I remember those chants, Pat, the years we were bad. Mm-hmm. And it was the Packer fans would come and they would chant, Bears still suck, right?
Yeah.
And I just hope that for Caleb and Darnell Wright and the young guys out there, Jalen Johnson and stuff, you're just building this chip on your shoulder that you want to turn this around, right? The Cole Kmets, DJ Moore, the core of this football team. They have to learn a lot from this year, right? A lot of what actually the player's responsibility is in building a culture and building a winning team and keeping everything moving in the direction of winning, right? And that's what you hope that they learn and take from this year. You hope it's not just, well, it was the coaching staff was just really bad, right? Or it's just we do have no chance with the play calling and all that kind of stuff. So just an interesting year all around. And eventually at some point, you know, a lot of people say you never lose, you learn, right? And that's only if you learn. So all this losing, if you learn, at least you get something from it. And obviously, that's the most positive view I can take right now after watching this last 9 games.
All right, you said positive. Let me spin it a little bit. Olin, do you remember when we went to Dallas, and we're talking about the fans chanting? So we go to Dallas, and they just opened up Jerry's World, his first year.
Yeah.
We're there, and the Bears fans travel great, and we start kicking their butt. And you hear the, you know, the Let's Go Bears chant. And all I was thinking about is Jerry Jones has to be like, what the heck is going on in my stadium? Mm-hmm. You know, I build this billion-dollar stadium for us to win and do all this stuff. And the great Bears fans did travel and do that.
What the hell was going on with football when I was walking through that stadium? That was
just crazy. That was wild, man.
Man, forgot. Yeah.
I was at that game. You're up in the press box. That scoreboard is so giant, and it's like right in front of you. I watched the whole game on the scoreboard. I don't think I was looking down.
Yeah, I was walking through a bar onto the field. I was like, what is going on here?
So, they had go-go dancers.
They pull your bus into the stadium, under the stadium, right to the locker room door. Every other stadium, you park outside, then you have to walk through the corridors or whatever to get there. When we pulled in and under the stadium, and I'm like, all right, this is what $1 billion looks like. That was, that whole thing was, that was an experience. But I just enjoyed the Bears fans, and it's unfortunate the Lions fans are doing that in Soldier Field. But I did enjoy that. That's one of the best ones of the Bears fans traveling, you know, chanting for us in somebody else's stadium when you just opened that thing.
Well, when they erupted in Arizona, too, when we took the
lead. That's good.
That game was crazy, too, man. Yeah. So,
it's
hard, man. It's hard when you hear, you know, the Lions who were bad for so long, right? Mm-hmm. They were the team that like how the Bears look now. That was the Lions before. And then now you heard. I wrote it down. I forget exactly what he said. I think we talked to the Lions radio guy earlier. He said, Campbell them always talk about in Brad Holmes is what does a lion look like?
Yeah.
Right? When he said that, it really hit me. And I was thinking, okay, I wrote it another way. I said, what does a bear look like?
Yep.
Right.
Like,
yep.
What does a Chicago Bear player look like to the people in Halas Hall? And, you know, you talked about, Pat, starting with Phil Emery and Trestman and you know, you got to go. It's just almost like the Bears have to go so far back to the way they hired coaches. You can go back to how they got Dick Geron, right? You can even go back to how they got Lovie Smith, and they're trying to get Nick Saban. They just lucked into a good football coach,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right, and you know, Mike, the way it ended with Mike Ditka, and it's just kind of like you just wish somebody up there would put this huge flow chart on the board and say, okay, like, let's make sure we never do these things again. Right, like we get to a point where we're doing this again, let's take a look on here and say, okay, are we doing the same things or let's stop now and go in a different direction?
Wow.
And real quick, Olin, you're right though. The answer is right there. Just look at the history. And you have 12 years of it. Like, it's just 12 years of the history.
Longer though, actually, right? Really, you have longer.
Yes.
You have a long time, man. You really do, right? Like, Pat, we were on that 98 team when we thought that Dave McGinnis was going to be our coach.
Yes.
Right? And that news broke, and then it ended up being Dick Geron. And then we heard, after they fired Dick Geron, we heard about how it was going to be Nick Saban. And we're all waiting on that announcement. And then he takes his name out of the process late, and we get Coach Luck. We get Lovie.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just kind of like, okay, someone has to come in and say, okay, we're not going to do things this way anymore. This doesn't work.
Lovie was working for Mike Martz at that point when he was applying for that job. And if you remember, Jerry was trying to hire Saban, and then at the last minute, Saban basically announced, okay, I'll do it, but I want your job too. So it was kind of, well, wait a minute. And anyway, so then they brought in Russ Grimm, and he came in, and Martz told me that he immediately called Lovie and told him, get out of that building. Do not work there. Don't go there. Like, there, he really thought there was a problem with everything they were doing, and Lovie should have been offended by the fact that they were still interviewing people and not just hiring him.
The Russ Grimm, that was the McClaskeys, right?
That was the McClaskeys. That's correct.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying about how far back. Like, this isn't that the same story? Right now we have an OC from Detroit saying the same things, right?
Yes.
I got to see
the
infrastructure in the building. So, you know, the problem seems to be obvious. The solution seemed to be obvious when you fired Eberflus, you know, elevate Coach Hoke, put Eric Washington defense coordinator, keep Thomas Brown. It just seemed it, but they just went in a different direction.
Yeah.
So just you're kind of always watching them thinking, okay, how are you guys actually going to fix this? And how are we, were we on the positive end of what seemed like the luckiest thing in the world, right? Where Lovie goes and beats, what team did Houston beat that day?
Right,
yeah. And we got the number one pick.
Yeah.
Right?
They beat Indy.
And I thought to myself, man, we caught a break. Right? We finally caught a break here. We're the number one pick, and we trade, and then we get Caleb. And it's just, but we're finding a way to ruin it, and we got to watch out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is the reality of it, too, that they are ruining it. And, I, you know, if I'm Caleb Williams or his dad or whoever his counselors are, wouldn't you say, like, all the things we feared have all come to fruition? Mm-hmm. You know, they had to do, the most important thing they had to do was hire someone to work and develop him. Work with him, develop him, and they can't get that done? They hire Shane Waldron? And I don't know why they hired him. I mean, was it because they felt he wasn't a strong enough personality and that was good for the coach and no one threatening his job? I don't know why you would have concluded that was the guy you needed to get to work with Caleb Williams. And then they fire him, obviously, and 3 weeks later they got to fire the head coach. And now here you are. You never really replaced the coaches. I guess there were enough guys up there. But what are you doing?
Part of the evaluation, too, of Ryan Poles, right? Didn't they talk about their collaboration between Eberflus and Poles and finding the perfect coordinator?
Yes.
So if I'm Kevin Warren and you're asking these questions like what's going on and how did we get to this point, that is a serious question you have to ask about Ryan Poles when you evaluate him going through this next head coaching search, maybe next GM search, because that's the one thing they had to get right. They had
that
the pick,
it.
Right? And
that's
they knew
it.
That it was him. Yeah. They had to get it right, and they utterly failed on that.
They knew before they drafted him he was their starter. They got rid of the starter. My God, I mean, it was just such a mistake. It's almost beyond human comprehension.
Even bigger than that, though, if you're Ryan Poles, is he needs to ask himself how he got to this.
Right.
How did I get to this spot at 38, 39 years old, a general manager job, and all these wrong decisions? How did I get to this coach? And play back your press conferences, right? We always watch film, Pat. Watch film on yourself.
Right.
Watch film on what you said you're looking for. You said to Getsy, we wanted more creativity, right? That's what they said. They wanted more creativity, somebody to use all the weapons that they have. So you went out and got more weapons, right? You went out and got all these receivers, this running back, re-signed your tight end. And then, I it's very simply, I said, I Googled Shane Waldron and what Pete Carroll thought about him. And Pete Carroll was saying down there, he's not using the weapons we got for him. So you see how confused I am, right? Like, wow, geez, that sounds like the same thing, right? So if Ryan, not only does Kevin Warren have to evaluate Ryan Poles, but Ryan Poles needs to evaluate himself too, right? And take a look at the mistakes he made and how we got to where we are.
And when he says how hard the team's going to be to make, he also, didn't he say that he thought this was the best offensive line that he'd been around? Mm-hmm. I mean, guys, I mean, if he evaluated himself, maybe he'd resign.
I will say this about the offensive line, and maybe I'm wrong in this, the depth he had, all the guys that are starting now and playing now, I would take as backups, right? I would take for them to start one or two games if Tevin gets hurt or somebody gets hurt. But I didn't want Matt Pryor playing the entire season.
Right.
I didn't want Coleman Shelton being my starting center. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I understand him talking about his depth. But then
Ryan
when you roll
Bates
out what
Nate
he had to
Davis
roll out.
Are the mistakes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Those are where, especially Nate Davis, that was a mistake they made. And again, when you're talking about evaluating, it's very simple, right? Like, how did we get – the questions are very simple. How did we get to Nate Davis, and why didn't we know he was – and when did we know he was like this, and why did we take so long to move on from him?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I mean, the problem you're dealing with as well is, you know, Jaden Daniels won a big game today against the Eagles. The Eagles lost their quarterback in that game. Drake May is on the upswing. Penix is doing okay. Bryce Young, Bo Nix is playing great football because he's playing with a great coach. Mm-hmm. Help. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? Are they going to get somebody that can make this work with Caleb Williams? And, you know, he's out there toiling, getting hit, learning Thomas Brown's version of Shane Waldron's offense. To what end? Yeah. I don't even know if he's going to run a play like this the rest of his career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was saying pregame, right? It's like you want to see these coaches really work on, Pat, the things that transcend through every scheme, right? Mm-hmm. Like your responsibility as a coach right now, if you're a coach for the Bears, is to take these young guys and teach them how to play football in the NFL. Because really, what's left? None of these guys are going to be here. Right, there's gonna be a whole new coaching staff, defense, offense, and I keep talking about. I'd like to see Caleb get better from under center. Just watch him, guys, when he does a play action pass. Watch how long it takes him to get set up. Watch when the ball does not. He does not hit his back foot. The ball doesn't pop out of his hands. Watch when he ball fakes on outside zone and boots. The fake isn't very good. No one's really selling outside zone. It doesn't all look the same. So these are things he has to learn, because that's what winning football looks like in the NFL. And you want to see him work on that in his rookie year, this year. Like, let's get that corrected.
And that's details. That's coaching. Yeah. That's stuff. And that's also on the player. Like, you have to buy into what the coach is telling you and understand why. Go back to the whys or whatever. Why you're doing that. But that's coaching. Those are little details you do with the first 5 minutes of practice. When you have individual, you're running through those little details. Like O-line, we'd be doing our steps or whatever. You see the quarterbacks taking center quarterback exchange and then go in doing whatever they're doing of those detail-oriented stuff. You have to take that stuff serious. That's not just getting loose. That's taking details and getting ready. Those little sessions, you think it's just getting ready for practice and getting loose? No, those are the little details that get you ready for the game. The little things you have to do right every time.
All right, we got to take another timeout. We're going to come back, and we'll hear what the quarterback had to say. We'll listen to Caleb Williams, find out his thoughts. People love knowing what the quarterback's thinking. I hope it's positive, but I would doubt it. We'll find out next. It is the pregame show, the postgame show from Great Clips, presented by Sony Pictures Wonder Chicago and TimberTech. Decking and railing on the score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips is going to be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech, Decking and Railing. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech, Decking and Railing. Caleb Williams spoke in the post game. Let's take a listen to how the young quarterback feels.
Caleb, it was a fourth down, let's say fourth and seven, somewhere towards the line side of the ball. You look frustrated and you all elected to go for it. You all elected to kick it. What was going through your mind during that? Were you hoping that you all would go for it then?
I was kind of frustrated that, just being in that position, we were already down by a lot, and second down, we ran the ball, and we didn't get much or any. I think it was actually a 1 to 2 yard negative play. So I was just more frustrated with that. Just now, I'm in a third and I don't remember the exact down, but it was like a third and nine or something like that. And it's just especially when you get down in the red zone, it's just a tough. I mean, it's always tough in the red zone. It's one of the toughest spots to score and throw the ball. And so when you get in that position, it just makes it tougher. And, I was more frustrated, with that in that situation.
Caleb, the touchdown of Keenan, can you walk us through kind of what you saw there?
Yeah, so right before the snap, I saw obviously that they were they had a two-high shell, and right before the snap, I yelled to Keenan because I was thinking that it was going to be cover two, and Keenan ran a great route. He ran it kind of perfect, and we've practiced this route many times, and we were just on the same page right before the snap, . Threw a good ball. Keenan ran away from a couple people and scored.
I know you'd obviously take the win over anything, but when you look at that throw, throw to Rowan fourth down, when you're breaking these things down, how do you kind of take those individual moments versus what you would prefer for the team? I mean, can you still see the growth and understand that you obviously want the team to be better?
Yeah, obviously. You obviously can see the growth. If we're talking about myself, I mean, there's even from last game, some of the routes and some of the things like that, just believing in the guys, believing in the concepts that are being called. And then, throughout this whole season, the growth that, I would say I've had, and then, the growth that we've had on offense and being able to fight through all of what's, been going down for us, of coaches being fired in the middle of the season and, different coaches being promoted and different ways. And then, so I think the fight, I think we got to do better with execution. Obviously the penalties are, they shoot you in the foot. And it's tough. The NFL is tough. Winning games is tough. I don't even know how many wins they have, but I think they only have two losses over there. And so, going versus a team like that, you can't have those moments. You can't, whether it was the fumble, the first fumble between Rome and I, me putting it all the way right in the middle, so that's not near his hip and things like that, so he can clamp down on it, and then the second one, obviously understanding that a bunch of guys around you protecting the football, the penalties, shooting ourselves in the foot, so obviously there's been growth, but today I will say that it wasn't us growing in that sense. We did a lot of things good, but we also did a lot of things bad to put our defense in bad situations, to not help us in scoring points and things like that, and putting ourselves in bad situations on second and longs and third and longs, and just helping out the other team.
All right, that is Caleb Williams, and he finished 26 of 40 for 334 yards with two touchdowns, including the 45-yarder. He was sacked twice for 11 yards, and his QB rating, 107.7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's a loss. That's the thing. It's a loss.
Oh, yeah. Was it?
But I will say this. So I wrote this down. Like, the fourth and seven, he deflected about that, which is fine. I think – when he looked frustrated, I think he was frustrated that they wanted to go for it, right? Yes. I think that's a competitor, and that's what he wants to do. But he's got his coaches back there, and I kind of like that. You know, I think we heard earlier in the year some of the guys didn't like that about their other head coach, and they would call him out on Monday in their radio shows or whatever they were doing with the media. And then, you know, he took accountability with Rome. Was it Caleb? Was it Rome? I don't know. But I do like the fact that a player will take accountability and kind of say it's his fault. That goes a long way in the locker room. That goes a long way as a teammate. And then just the end, you know, you read those stats there, Mully, and that's just, you know, padding stats. It's great. At the end of the year, it's going to look better as a rookie stats and all that kind of stuff. But that's kind of what I took away from that press conference there.
Yeah, it was good to hear him say, like, he put the ball on the hip. And Pat, you said it earlier that it's probably both of their fault at some point, right? Two young guys, and then you can get down again to a play caller, right? Calling a jet sweep to the rookie. Right. To the rookie wide receiver there, and it's just it all has not been working all year. But the things he said there, you did like it's the leadership we've been looking for from this team, and it's from the young quarterback. Of course, he wanted to go for it on 4th and 7 and down 20, and he felt like they were moving the ball and they were hot. And you know, it was 3rd and 11 there. I think he ran for 4 yards, and then it was 4th and 7, and you know, I was ready for a play call there. You know, obviously we didn't get one, but. And then the throw to, he talked a lot about that throw to Keenan Allen, right? They're already down 27-7, like Pat is saying, right? There's 40, under 50 seconds left in the first half. And, you know, I'm sure Aaron Glenn's going to talk to his young cornerback about settling his feet in that situation, right? Down 27-7 and kind of sitting on the out route. But he throws a great ball there. And that's where you see his talent, right? And Keenan Allen continues to show you why he's been a good receiver for a long time in the NFL. But just a lot of things where I think to the point of what are we actually watching, right? What are we What are we watching here? Are we watching a defense kind of lose focus up 27-7, right? And why is it always in 2 minutes at the end of halves when you're down points? Why, you know, I guess the question I'd like them to ask Caleb is, you know, why don't we see those kind of passes when the game's tied or early in the game? And I guess the answer would be the answer we get from all of them, right? If we knew that, we'd fix it. And they don't know that. So just interesting here for the young quarterback. I like the leadership he showed there, and I like that he took responsibility on some of those bad plays, even when it might not be him.
And Olin, I question a little bit just the game plan. Like, why all the wide receiver runs early in the game? When that started happening, I'm like, Where's the when you sat there on Monday and Tuesday and put together this game plan, what did you see on film with all their backups up front that we're going to beat them with wide receivers running the ball? That confused me. I was hoping to see more of just a true run game, but it seemed like at the beginning this is what they scripted, what they saw, but I don't know what they saw because with our O-line, which was intact, we had everybody kind of back with Braxton and Tevin earlier, why aren't you just running your traditional run game?
Yeah, and I thought they could have, right, Pat? I mean, DeAndre Swift has kind of grown on me through the year, but gosh, he's got to stop bouncing the ball on every play, right? He's got to just hit it in that hole.
It's not high school.
The holding on DJ Moore, like that's on the running back. The ball's supposed to go inside. You bounce it outside, and now you know he's trying to hold on, so the guy doesn't run out to you. It's too many times. I thought the O-line on double team was getting movements and he was bouncing it outside too many times for me today. But to be honest and to be fair to him, that's the runner he's been since he's been in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's time for the Who's Hot and Who's Cold, sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Hot, Keenan Allen averaging 6 catches for 82 yards in the last 5 weeks. He had double-digit targets in 3 of those weeks, and he finished the day with 13 catches for 141 yards and a TD today. 5 receiving touchdowns in his last 5 weeks. Cold, we picked the Bears' defense without Flusi. They've given up 34 points and 419 yards per game in the 3 weeks since Flusi's firing, and that, of course, is Coach Matt Eberflus. They gave up 475 yards in that game. And, of course, the big statistic is the 34 points to 17 by the Bears.
I'll tell you this, though. Eric Washington, Pat, and they're like, we're going to fire Coach Eberflus here at D.C. You get Kyle Shanahan, Kevin O'Connell, and Ben Johnson. All right on.
Yeah, no Brisker no Billings, and no Dexter.
No Elijah Hicks, right? You're down to your third safety, right? Jonathan Owens gets run by. I mean, they've been picking on him in coverage for the last 3 weeks, right? People have been after him. And just look, obviously they got to do better. They got to play better, but – obviously, just like in the NFL, we gave up, ever since Eric Washington became DC, they've given up this many points to who, right? To who have they, up to? So just interesting, man. Just Coach Flus, like we know, very good defensive coordinator, just didn't hold up his end as a head coach.
I will say this, though, guys. I won some money with Keenan Allen. Thanks, Keenan, for a big game. It was a good day for me. So we lost, but I won some money with Keenan.
It's always a good day.
I got to tell you, that, like, big brass ones from Pat for betting on the Bears in any way.
It kept me interested, man. I had to do something to keep my I was starting to fall asleep at halftime, and I was like, I set my alarm to wake me up for the third quarter. But, no, I put a little prop bets up there and won. So thanks, Keenan.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I got to keep this interesting, right? I mean, no this
doubt.
Is just, it's
no
getting
no doubt. It's turned into a long year, man.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. We got to take one more time out. You're listening to the Great Clips Postgame Show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing here on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Third down and 11 for the Bears. Williams, take it down. First sack today for the Lions, Al-Qadim Muhammad.
We're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips is going to be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech, decking and railing. Now here are your hosts, Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech. Decking and railing, and gentlemen, so just a quick look at the schedule, if we could. They've lost their ninth straight game. The Bears play again on Boxing Day. That would be Thursday, the day after Christmas, and they will take on Seattle. Seattle is currently playing Minnesota. I believe it's 17-14 at the half. Geno Smith able to play. There was concern that he left last week's game, but he's back and he's playing. So this is the Bears' last chance to win a home game this year. They close out the season, I believe it's the 6th of January against at Green Bay, if I'm not mistaken. But they've got two more bites at the apple. What are your thoughts about Seattle? It's the Shane Waldron revenge game. He's just not here to take part. There.
That's honestly what I was thinking. I thought about that this week when I looked at the schedule. And I was like, oh, but he's not here.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to get a win, man. As much as we say this sucks and going through this losing streak and doing the pre- and post-game show, it's an opportunity. They're 8-6, but I still think they're a better football team. But they have to come here on a Thursday night, short week. I think that does make a little bit of a difference of travel. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, Olin, I'm looking forward to seeing maybe how or if they can beat the Seahawks. I can't wait to, dive into them a little bit more to see if we can get a win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were asking earlier, Pat, about the offensive line and how they're going to line them up and how they match up against the Seahawks and his defense. And I don't think the Seahawks defense has as many injuries as the Lions defense, right? So they'll probably come here with a little better unit. Then the Lions just showed up with, now obviously not as dangerous or as deadly as the number one offense in the NFL. So it'll be an interesting game. Can they find a way to win a game here and get this thing, you know, the players moving in the right direction and correct all these penalties and these mental mistakes and these turnovers? And, it's a short week, right? I mean, they got to get right back to it, which is probably good after getting beat up for three games in a row. Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting game, I guess, Molly, just to see where the young quarterback is going and how much these young players are developing.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I think there were some empty calories with the numbers for Caleb Williams. The points, it's hard to get past that, the 17 points. And, it's great that they ended their drought in the first half, but they were doubled up in points by a really good offense, let's be honest about it.
And we're at a point where you want to celebrate we scored in the first half?
Yes.
Like, that's how bad it is. Like, it's so bad. Like, we're celebrating little things like that.
Yeah.
And then they're showing, graphics on the, it's irritating to see those graphics about how bad your team is. And it's it's unfortunate.
Well, I think we came into this year and we're all thinking, I'll speak for myself. I was thinking 500 and probably not the playoffs, but moving in the right direction, right?
Yes.
That was the positive thing. Right now, I don't know what direction they're moving in. I don't know how long before they become a playoff team, right? Because before it was, this defense is what gives you hope. Right, Coach Eberflus's unit is what gave you hope that they were close to breaking through. Well, that's not anymore.
Yeah.
Right, that's not happening anymore. I don't know what this defense is. I don't know what this offense is, and I don't know who their All-Pro players are.
All right, we've got to wish everyone a happy Christmas, gentlemen. I hope you really have a great holiday. It'd be great if Santa would give you more than coal in your stocking. Mm-hmm. I have low expectations. So I've steeled.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Man. Yeah, same to you guys. Just give me a win after Christmas. Can Santa bring me that?
We'll play the music tomorrow morning.
There you go, buddy. Yes. We'll use all 12 letters or 13 letters.
There we go, 13. Yeah.
We'll do 12 Days of Christmas Hawaiian style.
Thanks to Alex Kuhn for doing a great job producing this program, and thanks to the fine folks at Aurelio's Pizza for delivering some delicious food for today's game. Download that Aurelio's app. Start earning rewards. Visit AureliosPizza.com to order from the location nearest you. Aurelio's Pizza celebrating 65 years. It's the sauce. Olin, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Pat. It's Boxing Day for us. And
fight last night? That was a good fight, man.
Oh,
Osig. That was a good fight.
Yeah, he really took care of Muddy, man.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. Yeah, it was Tyson Fury ran into some problems. Now he's getting a little long in the tooth, Olin. I don't know if you're aware.
Usyk is tough, though, man. I mean, yeah. Wow, he's that guy a fighter.
Yeah. And what's funny is that I believe Fury said no one wants to see that fight. No one wants to see me fight him because he's not a big enough name. Well, life has a sense of humor.
Yeah, it sure does. He made him famous.
Yeah. Great stuff. Again, everyone enjoy your Christmas and cheer up. There'll be another game. And there'll be a couple more. It's going to everything will work out somehow.
Santa's coming.
We got everything but the quarterback wins, coaches, everything. We got everything but that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, no worries. All right. Thanks so much for listening to the Great Clips Postgame Show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderver Chicago, and Temper Tech Decking and Railing.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.